The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I guess we're going to have to do it. I was trying to get out of it.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. No Scott Hennin. He's off to New York. If he can make it there, he can make it anywhere. It's up to him. Or them. New York, New York.
Is he taking long or is he leading the charge?
Well, I don't know. If he's leading all of New York, bar goes the neighborhood.
Is he in the Travel with Farm Bureau?
Yes.
He is. Okay.
Yeah. You and I could have bought that trip, and then I don't know who, but Chris Hennin would be here by himself.
Well,
which
that
would have
been all bad. Chris would have done a great job. But by the way, this is Gary Emanis. I'm filling in for the Scott Hennin today.
And I'm Todd Mitchell, and I never do anything fun that Scott does. I'm the guy that always stays behind and makes sure everything else happens or doesn't.
You work about 24 hours a day. I don't care when I
23.
Stop in.
I sleep
here
1 hour.
All the time. That's why I brought you muffins this morning. My
wife
made
fresh muffins. Thank you so much for that. That is awesome.
Yeah, she made some this morning, and she always does that when I decide I'm going to go on a diet. which is which started this morning. She makes fresh muffins or something like that.
Who starts a diet in December? That's why we have the New Year's resolution of doing a diet in January. You know, the New Year's resolution that starts January 1st, I'm going to go on a diet. We do that because what do we do in November? Gorge. What do we do in December? Gorge.
Yeah.
And nobody starts a diet in December. I'd hate to be the guy running any one of the weight loss places because, well, I suppose there probably are some people that think, you know, maybe I should start now so I look better on Christmas. But for most of us, it's a procrastination thing. And then we realize on January 1st, okay, now I got to do something. I'm in terrible shape. So
that's kind of how it works. You
so
know?
If you're starting one of those weight loss things now, you are the rare breed, my friend.
Well,
my heart goes out to you.
My son always tells me, Dad, you start a diet 3 times a week. So I got 15 pounds I'm going to drop here. Change my eating habits.
Huh?
Drink less wine at night, more coffee in the morning, less desserts.
So. Drink at least a gallon of water a day.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I posted that, and there was a woman, and they showed a 4-week improvement in her face. She looked 10 years younger after just 4 weeks of drinking a gallon of water a day.
So really?
There you go.
A gallon of water a day.
Here's your secret.
Okay.
That's why I look young.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Did you hear me roll my eyes, folks?
So today, for our guest, we have some gentlemen calling in regarding a development out in western North Dakota. Either Pat Murphy will be joining us from Murphy Motors in Williston. They're doing big developments in Williston and Watford City, or Jason Vidotti, who's his partner. Happens to be in New York. So we're coordinating to find out which of the two are going to be out at the bottom of the hour at 9:30 and talk about development in western North Dakota. 10 o'clock, we're going to have Ron Ness, head of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we're going to talk about, I got some questions for Ron. I saw the Fargo Forum this weekend had an editorial that said it's foolish to blame the messenger, speaking of the New York Times articles. And, of course, we're all...
It's always been foolish to blame the messenger, but it's never stopped us in the history of mankind.
And that's radio business, too, on top of it. But as citizens, that's kind of what's going on right now. And so the other thing we want to talk a little bit about is the price of oil and what's the impact going to have. I saw that and it's dropped below $50. It relates to what's picked up in North Dakota from Bakken shale oil. So that is going to be some interesting questions, especially in light of the governor's budget. And I think he had about $78 that they proposed as far as the budget number that they expect oil to be at.
So is that budget obsolete already then?
Yeah, I think it's obsolete. What I don't understand is when it's 78 that he has in his budget. Now it's an average. There's a start and an end.
Right.
Is that what's posted on the board, or is it what they actually pick it up in North Dakota? I don't know what it's taxed based on. So that's a question we'll probably ask Ron Ness when he comes on.
Yeah, it's also fuel for the people who have said, well, there'll be a bust one day. There was a bust in the 80s. There'll be a bust one day here. Well, there hasn't been a bust as far as the ability to find oil. But if the price keeps dropping, we are going to end up at another bust, and those people are going to have been right all along. And then what?
Well, one of the things I saw an article this weekend about the last time oil dropped $40 a barrel was pre-2008, before the meltdown of the banks. There's some real concern over the implication, junk bonds and how it's funded and how oil development and some of the smaller companies, et cetera. So there's a lot of issues at stake in North Dakota when it comes to budgeting. We're spending at the capital, you know, at pretty high rates, got a lot of infrastructure investments, which I think need to go on regardless. But on the other hand, you still have to deal with that. And I also saw another report this weekend that North Dakota's taxpayers' incomes have doubled, even though we have a massive amount of number paying in had taxed. Since 2009, we've consistently seen our state income taxes cut. Our tax revenues continue to climb, and that's great for the prosperity of North Dakota, right? So we'll talk a bit about that. So callers out there, there are some legislators who are thinking we should eliminate state income tax. So if you got an opinion on that, why don't you give us a call and talk about what you think about that? State income tax, should it be eliminated or not? Some of the concerns are, do we become too dependent on oil in light of what's happening? We eliminate income tax, and how does the state get funded? So there's that issue. But, Todd, one that piqued my interest, I have to admit, that I want to chat a little bit about this morning. The Bismarck Tribune had an article that the readers failed. The Tribune, Bismarck Tribune had a quiz on civics. And as we saw last week, some legislators, and Kirsten Baszler, superintendent of schools, talked about a proposed legislative bill requiring all high school students in the state to pass a citizenship test. So at a press conference a week ago, they proposed that this test is given to seniors, and you got to pass 60%, which is when
that's
I was
what people coming into the country have to do. So
yeah, and I, from what
why
I
not?
When I was in school, 75% was failing, 74% was failing, but they only want 60%, right?
Right.
And so seniors got to pass 60 out of 100, and if you're going to take a test through naturalization test, they give you 10 questions and you have to pass 6.
Right.
But the Bismarck Tribune said that they did an online survey. They had 565 people who went online for the 11-question online exam over the weekend. The average person got 4 correct. 36% of the people, they passed. The score was 36%. So that's just a little over half.
Yeah, but if you're a senior, you're already kind of there studying and it's fresh in your mind. I'm thinking, you know, it's like anything else. The trig test I took in school, I got an A on. But if I took it like 3 months later, let alone 30 years later, 30% tops.
So since I knew I was hosting the show today and I thought this would be a subject I like to talk about, I have to admit, I went online to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website.
Okay.
And I decided to take the test. They let you take 25. There's 20. You can't get 100, but let you take 25 questions.
And so how'd you do?
I got one wrong. I did 24 out of 25.
Oh, you get to still be a citizen then.
And the questions were quite simple.
I should probably do that. Just if I'm going to shoot my mouth off. Maybe I need to go to Mexico and be. More coming up. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Scott Hannon here. I want to let you know on a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. Industry on a state and national level, and your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell and Gary Amenas, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. The question is, does Gary Amenas get to remain a United States citizen?
Well, I got 24 out of 25 in the test. Now, I don't know if I had to take the other 75, if I'd get 74 wrong. I'm not sure, but they were really quite simple, Todd.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple questions. What did Susan B. Anthony do?
She got on the dollar.
Did she? That's true. But did she found the Red Cross? Did she make the first flag of the United States? Did she fight for women's rights? She was the first woman elected to the House of Representatives.
I'm going to be ashamed to say I don't really know the answer, but I'm going to say C, and it's probably wrong because that's kind of the obvious answer.
She fought for women's rights.
Oh, I was right.
You were right.
Oh, I got a lucky one on that one then.
Well, I tell you, there were the question's quite simple. You can go online to the website, and it's uscis.gov, and you can walk through the questions yourself. And I know the Tribune had the test on there, but I think it's interesting that our young people today, there seems to be a resurgence, I think, of people that are excited about being involved in politics. And you've seen it through the libertarian movement, I think, and then you saw Barack Obama bring that group in. But you're seeing a lot of the young people that were Barack Obama supporters are kind of disillusioned because of the debt, retirement, is there anything going to be left for me? But I think there's some activism out there by these young people that comes around with presidential elections. And that's where the parties got their opportunity this time around, because they can talk about what their future looks like. And when you get that window when they're shortly engaged, you need to do it. And the political parties have got to focus on social media, getting these people engaged. And so I would just like to ask the call listeners out there, what do you think about this civics exam that they should be taking? Because what it is, they found in 2009, there was a survey that they found that in Oklahoma, only 3% of the students could answer 60% of the questions, and 4% of those folks in Arizona could answer 60 out of 100 questions.
I put up a video from a college campus, I believe it was Texas A&M, if I'm not mistaken, where they started asking a bunch of people some of the basic questions. I mean, and the one that stands out at me is, who's the vice president? And only like 1 out of 5 or 6 could get it.
Well,
who's the vice president?
Well, one of the questions that that was on the test was, if the president, you know, is unable to proceed in office, assassinated or whatever, who assumes office? Well, it was the vice president. That's simpler than naming the vice president. One of the other questions on the site I have is, how old do citizens have to be to vote for president? 18, 21, 16, or 35?
18.
There you go. So I mean, that's not a tough question.
That's not tough.
They wanted to know what title is someone who administers the office of the executive branch of government. I mean, that's a simple one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the questions aren't that difficult, I think.
Those are not too tough.
So that's probably why I got 24. Maybe they knew that I was dialing in and they gave me some simple questions. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They were looking at their computers going, oh, it's Eminem. Let's make it so. If anything, if they knew it was going to be you, they'd probably make it even tougher.
But I got it. I don't know. Todd, when you were in school, now you're not a North Dakota boy, but they used to have this test in high school. Now, I go back to 1976, so I'm an old duffer. But we had to take these tests.
You are old.
We had to take these tests that were the Constitution. They gave a Constitution award. You had to write a test and see if you could pass. So we didn't pass or fail high school or you know, be able to graduate, but it was an award they gave you.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, anyway, that was something they did. I don't know if they do that today in schools anymore.
I don't know. I went to a private school 7 through 12, so yeah. I, you know, whatever we wouldn't have done then. I remember doing a math placement test because the guy who got first in our school got first in Minnesota and 15th in the nation and then later died of a brain aneurysm.
Oh,
so
goodness.
That's your brain on math.
Wow.
But it is possible to be too smart. Maybe it's not healthy to be too smart.
But back to the civics test, Kirsten Baszler says that each district, you know, or city school district would decide how they're going to administer the test. So they're giving some flexibility back to it. And there will obviously be some funding with it. But the goal is by 2017 is to have all 50 states have students taking these tests. And they want to do it on the 230th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution.
There you go. So it seems to me if we're going to make people pass that kind of a test to become citizens, it's not that unreasonable to say, hey, you're only smart enough to be out of high school if you can pass it. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I think you go back to the fact that the Tribune had it. And, I mean, so these are people that were engaged enough to think. So 565 people in the Tribune that went online, 36, that was their score, was 36%. Now, when you think about that, the people that would have done it, I don't think someone would have jumped on and says, I'm doing it because I'm going to fail.
You would think savvy people would be the ones doing it. Yeah,
I think so. And they end up at 36%.
That's frightening.
That's very scary. So I think that's all the more reason why we had to be giving it to our high school kids when their mind's active, they're thinking about things, and they head off to college before they get brainwashed. I didn't say that.
You didn't say that, huh?
About college and okay, we won't go there. So anyways, I don't know if anybody thinks that's a worthy thing out there as far as being able to requiring them to take that test. But I think it's important, the idea that graduates have to have an understanding of how the government works, specifically the U.S. government, because I don't think many of them understand.
Here's the question, what do other countries do? What does Canada do? What is, I don't know, England, Germany? What do other countries do? I would think they would have some sort of requirement. I don't happen to know that, I'm ashamed to admit. But you would think that there's most countries have some sort of requirement that you know the same kind of basics about your, you know, their respective country's history. And if they don't, I'd be a little surprised.
What I'm curious about is with President Obama's immigration initiative by executive order, is he printing out, getting ready for a bunch of exams for his program moving forward? I do know that when you go to the website, you have to pick your language, because many people, you might have it in, you know, Spanish or whatever languages. You can pick multiple languages
to
take the test.
That's almost a whole other can of worms, too, the whole language thing. Should English be the, well, we have the First Amendment. That's freedom of speech in the first place, so good luck making an official language if you have an amendment right at the top of the list that says there's freedom of speech, but there we go. Well, we've wanted folks to chime in. We've got some folks lined up here. Donald in Bismarck wants to talk about the use of the word chokehold. Donald, you're on What's in Your Mind. Good morning.
Yes, I'm annoyed when the news uses the word chokehold.
Okay.
The chokehold as applied by the police to subdue a resisting person that's resisting arrest does not involve the windpipe or your ability to breathe. What gets done is they squeeze the artery on the side of the head and the neck, and it restricts the blood flow to the brain, and then the individual passes out for just a short time.
Right.
And that's all there is to it. The name choke, in most minds, involves your ability to breathe. And it's an unfortunate name for that technique where they take a baton in the left hand, squeeze it against the left side of the neck, and then reach around with the other hand and pull on that baton, so they squeeze these two arteries on the side of the head so that the blood flow is restricted, and then the person passes out for a little bit, and they can now deal with him, you know, this guy that's resisting arrest.
Might be the same chokehold that WWE uses. Maybe it's not quite a real chokehold. Donald from Bismarck, thanks for chiming in. Mark from Bismarck, hang on. After the break, you're coming up, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gary Evanith, Todd Mitchell, and What's on Your Mind?
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Another education bureaucracy in North Dakota to duplicate what is already being done in our public and private schools?
Well, want to make sure kids are smart enough to, whatever happened to that high school diploma meaning something? Once upon a time, it meant an achievement, not that you just meant you jump through hoops enough to be sent along to the next part of life. I don't know. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennon on assignment. Todd Mitchell, Gary Amenath, and Mark from Bismarck. Thanks for calling, Mark. Listening to K-Fire 550. You're on What's on Your Mind. Good morning.
Good morning. I have really no opinion either way about this test. I guess if I leaned either way, I'd say it's kind of a waste of time. However, what I do think is this is just a negative indictment about the school systems that we have, not only here in North Dakota, but in across the country. I would be willing to bet if you took randomly picked 100 people age 55 or older and gave them the test, and then you randomly picked 100 high school graduates from NDSU, Minot State, UND, University of South Dakota, Bismarck State College, and gave them the test, the 55-year-olds would do much better on the test than these recent graduates. And to me, if we have to have this test, all it is saying is our school system is not doing a very good job. And they should be embarrassed that the Department of Public Instruction has to come out and say, we're not sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, so we're gonna give you a test. And if you don't pass the test, then there are consequences, although I don't know what those are. So I just think this is embarrassing for the school systems in the United States and North Dakota.
Mark, one thing I would say about that is, this is what I wonder, what happens if we have really poor showing and they have to get 60% and all of a sudden 10% of our seniors aren't graduating? What do you suppose the line's going to look like at the school board meetings across the state where parents are going, what, are you kidding me? You know, so I think it's kind of a sad commentary on what's happening in our education system, but my hope is by putting this in place, they'll at least be teaching the students about federal government, and they're going to learn about state government. It's going to play into the fact that our citizens, future citizens, are going to be more informed. Because
and aren't they doing that now?
You know, I've looked. My kids just graduated. I have my 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they graduated from the Bismarck school system, one in the private Catholic schools, and one in the public. And you know, I think they had good educations, but What I struggled with is I spend more time, I think, deprogramming my kids some days on things that we're being taught. And I think the curriculum slant is not necessarily what we're after. And I think that's why you have this whole uprising of Common Core, which we're not going to get into that today. But at the end of the day, Mark, I really do think it's a issue with our education system, and it's too bad. But let's hope we can turn that around. And my hat's off to the legislators and Kirsten Baszler for bringing this initiative forward.
Well, I guess we can agree to disagree. I just see it as an indictment that the public schools, the Catholic schools, the private schools, the universities are not doing a very good job if we have such a low percentage of these people passing this test. As I think you guys reported in Oklahoma, 3% or 6%, whatever the number was.
Yeah, it was 3-4%, Arizona, Oklahoma.
All that says to me is, what are these teachers teaching? What are they doing in civics, history, government class for 15 years of these kids' lives? What are they teaching?
Yeah,
if we have to do this, what I'm saying is I don't have any problem with the test. I know I could pass it. But what I'm saying is if young people can't pass this test, and let's give it to them and see, but if they don't pass the test and 5, 10, 12, 18, 22% of these young people don't pass it, then 5, 10, 12, 15, 18% of the teachers should be saying, why am I collecting a paycheck?
Mark, it's a point taken. And the test is multiple choice, 4 questions. I don't know how the people that took the test in Tribune end up with a 36% when you actually have multiple choice. Math almost says you should get 45% maybe if you know anything.
If we're expecting new citizens to get 60%, we can expect our high school seniors to get 60%.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, but there
we
are.
Mark, thanks for the comments, and we appreciate you calling in. And we're going to go to our guest now. We have a gentleman calling in from New York. He's out there this winter, I believe, raising capital. The gentleman, Jason Vedotti, has got a development going on, a couple of developments with partners in Williston and Watford City. Watford City is called Hunter's Run, and in Williston it's called the North Star Development. And Jason has his own building company. He's president of Titanium Builders, so Jason's got lots of big projects going on out there. And I thought since we're having Ron Ness, who with the Petroleum Council, is coming on at 10 o'clock, and we're going to talk about development out west and oil prices and all the things that go into that in the New York Times. So it's going to be interesting hearing from what Ron has to say. But, Jason, are you out there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in this morning. So, Jason, my first question to you is give the listeners a little bit of what you got going out in the oil patch. I know you got a couple developments, and what do these developments look like?
So we have 2 projects, one in Watford City and one in Williston, as you noted. They're both mixed-use plats. They both have commercial, residential, a touch of industrial. We have single-family, and we have a lot of multifamily. And so they're both strategically located in locations that have heavy traffic and good access to cities. We started our project in Watford City first. We're in the middle of year 2 on that project, and they both continue to move along nicely, and the communities have been bracing very well.
Jason, you're out in New York City, and I don't know, did you see the New York Times stories they did on North Dakota and the kind of what I'd call a hit piece?
Yeah, I mean, I pay attention, and I get a lot of questions about North Dakota out here. It's kind of crazy. I actually get more questions here about North Dakota than I do when I'm back in North Dakota. So,
what as a developer, what have you found working with the local cities, like in the counties and the state, as far as what you needed to do? How have you found them to work with you and willingness to work and, you know, kind of the attitude of the whole and stuff?
I think the answer to that comes back to, I think, you know, North Dakota has obviously seen a wave of administration that it can't handle, only because it's understaffed and underemployed, and that goes from top to bottom in every single sector and every single private industry. But, you know, the one thing I say about the communities that we've worked with, they do their absolute utter best. I mean, we get more than 110% of everybody we work with in North Dakota. And everybody understands the needs, and they also understand the struggles. And, you know, some people don't like what's going on out there, and other people have embraced it. So we tend to see a good mix of what's going on.
Now, on your developments, when you're building this, let's just talk for a few moments about Hunter's Run, which is in Watford City. That's, how big a tract of land is that? And when you say mixed use for listeners out there that may not know what that means, tell us some of the projects of things that are being developed, and how far along are you on that project?
Sure. So we're past halfway on the project. It's 350 acres. It's contiguous to a golf course. The mixed use definition is we have residential and commercial development going on the project. We have a couple of hotels that are currently underway. We have 750 single family, duplex, and multifamily dwelling units under construction or completed. We have a national tenant that's building a facility there right now that's an electrical wholesaler. And we have multiple industrial buildings that are leased by tenants, large construction companies. And we're seeing another, you know, massive wave. We've got a Culver's restaurant that will be breaking construction next year. We have multiple retail buildings that are already pre-leased. We have letters of intent from multiple other users. And so we were one of the first to kind of break ground on a project of that magnitude. And the town's been very supportive, and the project has been getting a very good reaction. So we have some other people following suit now, and it looks like they'll be successful as well.
When I've been up in Watford City a couple times the last month, and I was driving through Watford about 3-4 days before the opening of the bypass. And unless you've been out and taking that bypass around Watford City, it's unbelievable. You'd think you're in a major metropolitan area going around a city and doing a loop around the city. It's what a gift. It's like the city of Watford, I think, is going to get its city back, where all that trucks coming through that brutal intersection is now can travel around the city. And so that is a huge deal. And what have you seen the impact, Jason, when you're back in Watford related to that bypass? What is the traffic change like from your perspective?
Oh, I think it's a life-changing event for that city. You know, my family and I actually lived in Watford City, and we've recently moved to Williston. So we spent 2 years there, and we live right in the middle of town. It's literally gone from, you know, where you can't hardly move half the day, like you're almost in Manhattan driving around, to literally making the town seem, you know, like a quaint little, you know, developing project that has very little truck traffic now. You're going to see some of the service businesses still in the middle of town, but for the most part, I mean, it's a massive change. It's a life-changing event for Watford City.
Jason, what have you found out in New York with the dropping of oil prices? I know you're out there raising capital for your two projects. What have you found the attitude or the concern or what people are seeing with this drop in oil prices?
You know, I'm seeing both sides of speculation. We have multiple capital partners out of New York that are doing different projects with us in North Dakota. And some of them have actually completely pulled out, and the price of oil has got them extremely rattled. And we have others that are not concerned and believe that North Dakota is far past the point where the price of oil, which is going to go up and down, and that's a mindset that regardless, you know, it's something that goes up and down, it has forever, and it will continue to, but that the infrastructure that's already in place there and the oil community that's already been built is too far down the road to be impacted, the point where we're going to see something catastrophic. The questions that keep coming up are the good ones, you know. The same as, you know, how low can oil go? And we're starting to see some fairly expensive market studies now that people are really diving into to kind of better gauge themselves on what will or won't happen. But I think that for the most part, we're seeing a lot of confusion more than anything.
All right, more coming up. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. With Gary Evanoff, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennen on assignment in NYC.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Citizenship test today, I think it should be changed from a knowledge-based test to a physical ability-based test. That is, if you can swim across the Rio Grande and climb an electrified fence, you are a citizen.
Ouch. Really?
Well, we'd immediately have about 5 million new citizens.
That's fine, but what if you're coming from, I don't know, Italy?
Canada.
Wow. Canada. not everybody's coming from that direction. I know that's predominant, but it's not every. 10 before the hour, what's on your mind? Scott Hannon on assignment. His assignment, he's in the Big Apple touring for the special December Christmas tour package with the North Dakota Farm Bureau members from across the region. More trips at ndfb.org, great savings, and more. I hope he remembered his MyPillow. If you still haven't taken part of it, it's funny how many calls I get every day, leaving on my voicemail. Hey, I missed the website. I don't know how you can, but here it is, mypillow.com. Promo code Scott, or you can go on your phone at 1-800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow, selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 on their original classic pillows. You actually fill out a little questionnaire thing. I mean, you know, this isn't like a big box store where you go into the big box of pillows and grab one and off they go. Nope. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. Try that at the big box store. No, ain't going to happen. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Also brought today by BNSF Railway. They never forget where it's keeping their rail cars rolling. The American Farmer. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile following the harvest. That's why they're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America. Dedicated to every farmer who has a row to plow. BNSF Railway supporting the farmers who helped them grow from the very beginning. So Scott Hennon on assignment. I'm Todd Mitchell. Gary Emmeth is here too.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, listeners. This is Gary Emmeth filling in for Scott, and we have Jason Vidotti with us, who's out in New York. He's a developer in Williston and Watford City. And Jason is a building company called Titanium Builders. And so, Jason, we've been talking the last part of the segment. We got about 5 more minutes till the top of the hour. And I'd like to just give you have a development going to Williston as well called North Star, I correct? And can you talk a little bit about the listeners about that development?
Yeah, North Star has a little bit of a different component. It's 535 acres. It has an auto mall. One of the partners in the project, actually Pat Murphy, has been the local GM Cadillac Chevy dealer for 27 years there. We have other dealers that are committing as we speak to that. We're working on another hospital provider at this time as well. And then it has some of the similar components. It's got a lot of apartment housing on it, single family housing on it. It does intersect the new truck bypass, the north side. We plan on putting a truck stop on that project as well. So it provides similar interest, and then there's already multiple hotels that are set to go there as well. We're in broke ground on that project in July, and we'll have people with vertical development in the early, late spring.
Now, Jason, a project like that, you obviously have challenges when it comes to regulations. And I mean, you didn't have city water and sewer out there. I mean, for the listeners, it's north of Williston, kind of where it starts. It's out by the Love truck stop where that intersection is, so it's north of town a mile or two. Has the city of Williston been able to get you everything you guys have needed? And how does that, like regulations, I know they've got a lot tougher since 2 years ago or 3 years ago since the state's developed. Talk to us about that a little bit.
So we're actually fortunate enough for the city of Williston actually has extended infrastructure to us. So we have city services on that piece of property. What basically has happened is just the sophistication level on everybody's part has gone up. This particular piece of property has a lot of configuration with Department of Transportation. And so you're dealing with all these agencies, and they're already all bombarded with everything else that's going on constantly. It just provides a different level of persistence, I guess would be the right way of interpreting it, but you know, the city of Williston has really been organized actually on this project, and the meetings and everything that have gone very, very coordinated. They've been very supportive of what we're doing out there, and they're excited about it. We've had multiple other political figures in the state show up and endorse the project, and it's actually been, it's only been a challenge just like everything else that goes on there. So the regulations are continuing to change and modify as things change and modify as they need to.
Jason, do you think with all this development, we got about 1 minute, what do you think is going to happen to the rents out there? Are they dropping it all yet? Are you seeing that so it's more affordable for families to show up and have a place to live that's affordable?
No, I don't think think there's been much rent compression at all. For that matter, it's such a short building season in North Dakota. It's such a huge demand for additional people to show up and handle even just the service industry. I don't see rents coming down for quite some time. As these permanent houses continue to go up, there seems to be some continual pressure on getting rid of some of the temporary housing. So even if we put more housing in the market, I believe we'll see some of the temporary housing deplete. I actually don't see that the rent's dropping much. We might see some rent fluctuation, but I think that higher rents are probably there to stay for some time. Eventually, I do believe we'll see more stabilized rent market, but I think it's going to take longer than people anticipate.
Well, Jason Vedotti, thanks for joining us from New York. We come back, we're going to have Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Thanks for listening.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.